Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the third person self-congratulator of the year.
1, 2, 3.
Just a content king.
You've actually won a medal, haven't you? A
best of fairest.
Yeah, I think it's called the Malcolm Blight Medal.
All the effort behind the scenes. Yeah. It's like, I'm like Mayweather, mate.
I just come here and make magic happen.
Things are going really well. Like, really, really well. Actually, we're killing it. We're airborne.
You get Dwayne's Word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
This week is absolutely huge. Third person self-congratulator of the year. It's been going since 2015. At the moment, Gareth Hall, 22 votes ahead of Nathan Freeman on 15. He's done now that his time at Survivor ended. Dave Taggart in equal second as well. Fitzmagic and Liam Pickering lurking. 58 votes.
So again, it's a weird number.
Doesn't matter. 58 votes.
Why do you do 58?
Because
it just
we
makes
are.
No sense.
Let's start with G Hall, who moves another 3 clear, 10 clear of the next best. He gets 3 votes for a little name dropping run here.
Well, racing's going at the moment. So many terrific international trainers.
Your old flatmate, Ollie Bell.
Yeah, Ollie Bell's here. Ran into Sir Alex Ferguson. He's got a horse that he's bred that's competing tomorrow.
Of course he has.
Cristiano Ronaldo's just around the corner. And Saudi surprised me. He's at the races tomorrow.
Cut it out, Gareth. He moves to 25 votes. He is well clear at the moment, but there is a chasing pack starting to assemble. This man, Campbell Brown, gets 5 votes for a little combo here. He is a Tasmanian racing ambassador, and didn't he let us know?
He's a ferret. That's hilarious. Oh, God. Real ferret vibes today from the dog.
Are we any chance, when this ends, are you able to get us into your marquee?
Mate, I can get you in anywhere you want.
Jockey's room.
No problems.
We've got a proper
fill. You know what they call
that?
Me? Arthritis. I get in any joint in Launceston.
So 5 votes for the dog to that. He moves to 12 votes into fourth. But the thing about it is, he's not lying. He could get you in anywhere, that bloke. If he can't get you in, no one can. That's the power that the dog wields. This was one of the great meetings of the minds. People have been calling out for two of the great self-appreciators to be in a room together, to be on air together, and to get around each other and just to duel in a bit of one-upmanship. And this is what happened when Tags and Johnny Steph had a little chat.
The Steph sees it this way. I've come in, hit the track running, literally on the House of Athletics, sponsored by Chemist Warehouse.
Exactly.
And took out the victory. Daylight was second. No disrespect. Now, I got my good friend Cam Luke, who gives me tips, you know, every weekend in the horse races, and I got to beg him for it. I am happy to pull the reins a bit on my third party congratulations award. Pull the reins. Let you take it out if you just give me some good tips, my man. I'm happy to do it.
I don't need bribery to defeat Johnny Steph, all right? The tag star is here, and I'm going to give you a run for your money, son.
Oh, boy. How many votes?
5 votes each as those two tangled up, and this as well from Tags.
What is the biggest crowd you've actually tasted victory in?
Biggest crowd
you've won again,
92,000 at the G.
Well, I've got you covered by, mate, nearly 20,000, mate. Got you covered by close to 20,000. So when you think that you're having a good day, mate, just think of me and I'll put you back down to your... Back to Earth,
well,
just due to the fact
that
I won an Oaks in front of 110,000 people, mate. And well, I was on a 5-4 favourite, and the nerves of steel that I showed, it was never in doubt. And the only time I was in front was on the winning post.
So we need to get a show of just those two together, and then you'd never have to worry about who would win third person again, because it would just be those two equal first, and then the length of any straight you want to put together of who would be in second. So that was just inspiring stuff from two people who really show themselves more love than any other people that I think we've come across. And just to finish out, and Fitzmagic looking to make amends.
We've got Cam Luke. How many are you giving Cam for that? Because that goes on for a minute.
Well,
we haven't got enough time for that.
We don't have enough time for that, but it's 20 votes. It's 20 votes for the story.
You really mucked this up,
didn't you? The name drop. No, well, the time constraints have allowed
it.
We can't replay the whole minute and three of Cam Luke. But this is Miles Fitzmagic getting 10 votes this week, and he moves to 24, and he's just one off Gareth Hall.
We'll get to the news shortly. We'll get to Doomben first.
This is like, I've got enough to buy my own plane to get out of here. I don't even have to worry about changing the flight.
All right, so we'll get to the news shortly. It's all about...
Mate, the news that, like, let's... The only thing they're adding to the news is that C. Luke and M. Fitzner flew down to Launceston, and now they're going to have to book carry-on to fly back with Jetstar because we have to bring the cash back somehow.
It's fair to say.
It's 23 kilos is just not going to cut it.
So all the big names featuring in Third Person Self-Congratulator this week, and at the moment Gareth Hall just with a one-vote lead over the 2022 champ in Miles Fitzmagic, and you've got Johnny Steph and Tag starting to get into their work as well, because it's a very big week, Third Person.
Yeah, absolutely. What have we got a drum roll for? Stephen A. Smith, maybe?
And to take out this week's votes, here's 20 for Stephen A. Smith. Welcome to Third Person.
Basketball was good enough to earn me a full scholarship ride to a four-year institution that enabled me to get my degree, ultimately become a professional journalist, ultimately become a top-notch pundit, one of the best in the history of this country, who, by the way, gets paid handsomely for it. And, oh, by the way, I'm a New York Times best-selling author. This is what I do, and I've been number one at it.